Welcome to EMP. I'm Grace. I'm the leader of Fontana House Church. Today, we are going to share on the One app, and it's day 16. But first, I will open with a prayer. Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence into this place. Come and reveal your truth to us. I pray for those who are listening to this message will be blessed. They will, the ears will be open, eyes will see and understand. The heart is ready for your word. God, I pray that when we hear your word, we will observe it. We will protect it. We will keep watch over it. We will preserve your word in our heart, God, and it will produce change in our lives. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Today's passage is Luke 11, 29 to 54. When the crowds were increasing, he began to say, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so will the Son of Man to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise up at the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon's is here. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it in a cellar or under a basket, but on a stand, so that those who enter may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is full of light. But when it is bad, your body is full of darkness. Therefore, be careful, lest the light in you be darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, it will be wholly bright, as when a lamp with its rays gives you light." While Jesus was speaking, a Pharisee asked him to dine with him, so he went in and reclined at table. The Pharisee was astonished to see that he did not first wash before dinner. And the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees, cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give as alms those things that are within, and behold, everything is clean for you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe the mint and rue and every herb, and neglect justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the best seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like unmarked graves, and people walk over them without knowing it." One of the lawyers answered him, "Teacher, in saying these things, you insult us also." And he said, "Woe to you, lawyers also, for you load people with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets whom your fathers killed. So you are witnesses, and you consent to the deeds of your fathers, for they killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore also the wisdom of God said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and persecute, so that the blood of all the prophets shed from the foundation of the world may be charged against this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, it will be required of this generation. Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering.' As he went away from there, the scribes and the Pharisees began to press him hard and to provoke him to speak about many things, lying in wait for him to catch him in something he might say." Amen. So here a large crowd gathered, and they were eager to see more signs and miracles by Jesus than observing the teaching of Jesus. They came for a purpose, to satisfy their curiosity. And Jesus knew what's in their heart. He called them a wicked generation. Jesus didn't give them what they asked for, but he promised one sign will be given. This sign is greater than the sign of Jonah. The sign of Jonah. Jonah was initially called by God to prophesy to Nineveh because of the wickedness of the people there. He ran away from his assignment and ended up in the belly of a big fish, lying there for 3 days and three nights. He called out to God from the depth of Sheol, or from the depth of the stomach of the fish. But he came out alive. He preached repentance to the people of Nineveh, and they repented. Nineveh was an exceedingly great city that took 3 days' walk. But Jonah went through the city in one day. He cried out judgment on the city. Yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown. And the people believed in God. It must be grace. And they called a fast from the greatest to the least. The response was really quick. This sign of the Son of Man is greater than the sign of Jonah. So Jesus was saying that this sign, that there's a sign given that will be greater than this. He is pointing towards himself. So Jesus is a greater sign. He's greater than Jonah because through his death and resurrection and teaching, many nations will repent and come to the kingdom. Not only one day, but continuously. And this has been going on for over 2,000 years. Jonah came out of the sea alive and preached. Jesus descended and ascended on high and led captive a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. Ephesians 4, 9 to 13, he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man, to the measure of stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. And Jesus baptizes us with the Holy Spirit and fire, Luke 3:16. And the Holy Spirit is now in us. He is the Spirit of truth. He is our comforter. He is our advocate and will convict us concerning sins, righteousness, and judgment. So Jesus is greater than Jonah, than the sign of Jonah. In verse 31, Queen of the South, or Queen of Sheba, was a foreigner to Israel. She heard the fame of Solomon and his relationship to the Lord, and she traveled from the uttermost parts of the earth to see for herself whether what she heard was true. Not only she satisfied her curiosity, but she informed her mind. She went away in awe of God of Israel. Solomon answered all her questions. She said to the kind, the report that she heard in her country about your achievements and your wisdom is true. But I did not believe these things until I came and saw with her own eyes. The wisdom and wealth you have far exceeded the report I heard. The Queen of the South was in awe of God and acknowledged the Lord's eternal love for Israel. Solomon was made king to maintain justice and righteousness. Queen of Sheba, she received revelation and insight. Even a foreigner, even someone from far, far away, when she heard, she came all the way to find out whether it's true. And she acknowledged, and she saw it for herself. So Jesus is greater than Solomon in terms of wisdom, wealth, kingdom, justice, righteousness, power, authority, treasure, fame. And he is, you know, for the people of Israel, they know Solomon. Everybody knows Solomon. They know Jonah. They know the story well. And they know Solomon. The time of Solomon was the best time that they can think of, remember? The best king that they can imagine. The best glory and splendor, majesty. But Jesus is better. Jesus is better. He is the most, and he's the most excellent of men. And even foreigners from afar, Gentiles, will come, and they can recognize that. Jesus said the people of Nineveh will rise up judgment against the people of Israel because of their unrepentant hearts. And even Queen of Sheba will judge against them because they fail to see the wisdom and knowledge of God. So even a foreigner and wicked people of Nineveh, they had conviction. Their revelation. How much more, people of Israel, having Jesus right there, seeing and hearing them, how should they respond? So how true the scripture, Matthew 13:15 said, "For the heart of the people has become dull. With their ears, they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they would see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return, and I would heal. So I would heal. The healing means to cure, to heal, to make them whole, to be free from errors. So let me share a story of mine recently. So last week I went to Kyoto for holiday. So I traveled light with one hand carry. My goal is to get out of the Kansai airport as soon as possible. So after I got off the plane, I walked as quickly as I can. But the immigration line was very long because I think more than one flight landed at the same time. So now when you enter Japan, you can pre-register online to ensure smooth approval, and I did that. But I saw some travelers, they're still holding papers, white papers. So, and this two ladies in front of me, they got stuck at the immigration counter, and I guess they didn't fill out the hotel and the contact details, and they didn't use the app, and no QR code, so it took a long time. I was impatient. I was so impatient, and I was grumbling, and then I changed my line. Finally, I went through the immigration using my QR code, but I was grumbling all the time. Then I went downstairs to go through custom. Another long line awaited me. Finally, when it was my turn to place my passport on the reader of the, they have an electronic declaration terminal, I couldn't find my passport. Where is it? I searched my bag. I couldn't find it. Where is it? And then a nice lady came over. She was talking to me in Japanese. I couldn't understand what she was saying, completely in Japanese. But then finally, I heard she said, Yukuri. I got that. I think she said slowly. I said, slowly? Do you mean slowly? Yes. And then she said, slowly. That's the only word I can figure out. And I told her, I lost my passport in English. I probably left it at the immigration. I need to go up. So she said, okay. And then she let me. And so I walk up the stairs with my hand carry. No more passengers were there. They all left. But a lady helped me to look for my passport, trying to understand which line I was in before. And I think, I don't know. I can't even remember. I can't even remember whether I put my passport back in my bag. I can't remember. Then I had some quiet moment. I said, oh God, please help me not to lose my passport on my first day. And then I can't recall whether I put it back, what happened after, during the immigration counter. I couldn't remember a thing. So because I was grumbling all the time, I have all the negative thoughts about why people are so slow and why they don't follow instructions. Oh, then I quickly repented. And then I think the Holy Spirit speak to me. This is not right. And I'm sorry for all the negative thoughts in my mind. Then I opened my bag and I just saw my passport right there. I don't know what happened, but seeing and not seeing. So my mind at that time was so fixated on what's in front of me, and then, you know, my thoughts are negative. And sin actually prevents us from seeing. Sin can blind our eyes. So, but the one word that I could translate from Japanese, I think the Holy Spirit helped me at that time. Yukuri, slowly. And then I checked the dictionary. It also means leisurely. How ironic. I wasn't like doing this slowly, leisurely. But that was my purpose of going to Japan. It was a leisure trip. Not in a hurry and definitely not grumpy. So I missed out my purpose, and then I can't find, you know, I can't see rightly. So after that, I think about it on my train ride to the city, and then I really praise God for finding my passport definitely, and praise God for allowing me to repent and change my mind. And I had the best holiday so far. I was so grateful for the opportunity to see what was inside of me, and that can be changed. And my purpose was clear. You know, with a renewed mind, and my vision was clear. I was so grateful for that, you know, to see myself in that way. So may I have the worship? Yeah. Today is a blessed day for you. So, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. Observe means to keep watch. Again, you use your eyes to keep watch to God, to protect, to preserve. Jesus is the greatest sign for you and me. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Holy Spirit, would you come and shine light? Are there anything in our mind, in our will and emotions that are hindering us from seeing you? Are there anything that is delaying us from our purpose? God, you have given us a good purpose. What is our response to that? What is our response? We can be assigned to someone too. It's like we have a purpose here, and the scripture said, a lamb, when you light a lamb, you don't put it under a bed, you put it on a stand. There's a reason. There's a reason even for Jesus to give sign. There's a reason for him to be here. There's a reason for you. And when Jesus do something, there's a reason. There's a real good reason. We can be a sign. We can be light to someone else. And it's not casual. It's not for just amusement. It has a real purpose. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful moment where we can come together to seek your face and bring to you our prayer petitions. We want to uphold tertiary education institutions, the burden of our hearts. Lord, we uphold the men and women, the future and the next generation of leaders for your kingdom purpose. Lord, we pray these institutions will train up dedicated and passionate teachers who will successfully lead and direct young people. And with the help of great leaders, we'll provide good Christian fellowship that promotes the speaking and hearing of God's word. The truth will set people free. They will experience empowerment, enlightenment, enrichment through God's word. We pray these institutions will be a beacon of hope and pour joy into young people's lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let's go through our community prayer. Let's lift up those who are battling cancer. Pray for those who are sick and they're in need of salvation right now. Let's lift up those who have other infirmities. Lift up those who are looking for jobs. Let's pray for our mission focus, SBSG, Spin and Spill, and let's lift up our pastors. Let's pray. lift up our prayer and healing ministry, IP, the Well and River. Let's lift up the local outreach, Igape Homi Bridge Recreation. Let's lift up SB 2.0, Building and Resources, our Benefactor and Vision Fund. Pray for pregnancies, the mother and baby, Rachel, Jessica, Catherine, Annie, and others. Lift up the house church that I'm meeting today, Blue Pool, First Street, Mac Robinson, New Conduit, Olympic, Robin Hood, Ventures, Westfield. Lift up the host, lift up all those attending, lift up house church leaders, ask for wisdom, spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and revelation of the knowledge of Christ. So thank you, God, that we can gather here today, this morning. We all need eyes to see you. Natural eyes and inner eye, God, may you bless us. We need insight. I ask for insight. I'm praying for insight release. Insight, foresight, wisdom, revelation, understanding, counsel, and knowledge. Give us this desire to behold who you are. We will change. It's natural. We will change. It's supernatural too. Okay, let the people of Nineveh, like the people of Nineveh, like the Queen of Sheba, that we will change. We'll give you a response that is worthy of who you are. Change is not necessarily comfortable or convenient, but God, you came for a purpose, and that I pray for fulfillment of that purpose, and the outcome is good. Thank you, God. Bless you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.